What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. I'm here live every Saturday to answer your one specific question. So as you're waiting for me to address your call, please think of that one specific question that you need an answer to. And it's why I provide the program. So for those of you living in Las Vegas, there's an event at the end of October called Night of the Witches. And there's a website called nightofthewitches.com. And it's a charity event where people get dressed up like a witch, warlock, or wizard, and they actually raise money for Helpless Southern Nevada. So for any of you that have been following me for any time at all, you know that I volunteer for 2 or 3 events a year for Helpless Southern Nevada and help them raise money. And it's because of Help of Southern Nevada and the fundraising I've done for them that I am the probably only psychic that's ever been honored by the mayor for the charity donations and work that I've done with Help. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth.
Oh, hey, Elizabeth. What's your question today?
I want to know what's going on. Where is my ex-boyfriend and father of my child?
So I actually think that your ex-boyfriend is, hold on. He's coming up here as a self-absorbed kind of loser, all right? I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. And what it's saying here is that he has definitely slid under the radar, specifically because he doesn't want to meet his responsibilities as a parent. And so it's caused you an enormous amount of pain. It's also given you the gift of being very aware of what you're going to have to do moving forward. It means that you're going to need to reach out to people and entities around you that can actually help you. But what this says is that he has deliberately slipped under the radar to avoid the responsibilities of being a dad. Now, I'm going to tell you your good news here. So where I'm going to put that on the back burner, even though that was your question, I'm going to actually go to the more important issue that's coming up in your cards. So you have a card of burning away the bull crap and getting to what's most important. So getting to what's most important is taking care of you and your child, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so having said that, there are resources here available to you if you just ask. The thing is I think what you're afraid of is the judgment that will come from your family when you ask for help.
Yes.
And I'm telling you that the relationship with your child is more important than the judgment. And that's exactly how you have to address this. That you can say, let's call your estranged boyfriend. Let's call him Steve, all right? So Steve is like up and disappeared. And that's what you start with, is you call anyone that you know you can that will help you, either send you money or allow you to live with them for a while. You call them and you say, Steve has absolutely disappeared. Now, you're going to get a litany of, well, we told you this was going to happen. We told you that he was a loser, blah, 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 right? You're going to get all that. But because you're expecting it, you're not going to take it personally, okay?
Okay.
You're with me so far here, right?
Yes.
Okay, because here's what's going on. As soon as you actually realize that there are people here and resources here that will help you through this rough patch, everything starts to move forward for you again in 2022. But right now, you need to look at what you have available to you now, your resources now, because it's a big leap of trust to the people that you yourself have stepped back from. And basically, you're asking them for help. Now, what I'm also getting here is that you're not going to get turned away. You're not going to get turned away. But back to the boyfriend, it's coming up here as that he has deliberately slipped under the radar to avoid his responsibilities as a parent and basically as a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you heard from him?
Thursday last week.
Okay. This says he's deliberately slipped under the radar. It doesn't say that that conversation with him went very well.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So, what it says here is that you actually feel more lonesome with regarding him than you actually feel connected to him. So what he's done here is he might have even been, sorry for the way I'm going to frame this, but he might have been a bit of a dick to you when you talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Basically blaming you for the fact that you had a kid and you're trying to trap him. He might have even got to that bad place. All right, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing you need to know is that child wanted to be here on this planet at this time because this kid of yours is an incredibly strong spirit and didn't care how they got here, but obviously chose you to be their mother.
Oh, wow.
So when you look at it like that, that this spirit was meant to be here and the spirit chose you to actually manifest as human form, now that's the direction you go in. And you go to your parents first and you say, I made a huge mistake, but this child shouldn't suffer because I made that mistake. This child's amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, the kid is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah. So what we do is you have the burning away the bullcrap card as the first card in your reading. It's bypassing political red tape to get to what's most important. And right now your political red tape is your own family and friends. But we go right to your parents and you say, look, I want this child to have a relationship with you. I'm going through an incredibly bad time right now. And yes, you were right. He's a loser because he is. The fact that he didn't step up, the fact that he's not helping, the fact that he's not, he has disconnected from the fact that he's a dad.
Yeah.
So now I'm telling you, you just have to ask. The help will be there if you ask. So we get past ego and we go into what the most important thing is, caring for that kid. Because that kid was meant to be here, all right? So how old is your little one?
11 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
So would you email a picture of your one for me? Will you email it to me? Because I want to see your kid. You don't have to do it right now. Just somewhere down the road. Go through my website, email me a picture. Okay. Because what I'm getting is that your family will fall in love with this kid. They will help you for the sake of the kid. And that's exactly the direction you need to go in. Because you're not strung out there on, wire that no one's here to help you. This is literally saying you just have to ask. But I would I would right now dismiss the boyfriend until you can get to a point where you can legally address child support with him, right? But right now you need help. So this is saying you're probably going to be moving, and it may be as quickly as next month, month of October. And that anything you can do to actually use the whole COVID thing as a way to help you, do it. So if you have to get out of a lease, if you have to do whatever it is, you have to say, look, I can't pay. But what it says here is that all you have to do is ask. Your family will help. Your friends and family will help. But get the ego out of the way, get the pride out of the way, admit that your estranged boyfriend's acting like the loser that he is. Just admit it. But I don't want the kid to suffer. And that's how you frame it. This child shouldn't suffer. This child's amazing.
Yes.
All right, my love.
Thank you.
Keep me updated, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie. See you later.
You,
okay. All right, bye.
Thank you. See you. Bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How are you doing?
Hi, Andy. What's your question today?
My question is, wondering regarding work, currently in a temporary kind of training sort of position.
And yeah, it looks painful.
It is. You took the words right out of my mouth. Just wondering, how is that gonna? Is that gonna get better next year? I'm kind of looking to find what I'm good at.
Okay, so here's the thing: is that sometimes when you're the smartest person in the room, it's really hard to deal with people that aren't. And so, and I'm not saying that to stroke your ego. What I'm saying is that it's a very painful transition that you're going through right now, and that there's a shift that happens in about 5 weeks. Okay, the shift that happens in 5 weeks is you finding something better, but it feels like you endure whatever's going on till the end of October for whatever reason, and then there's something that opens up for you in November. What my hope is that you actually find the thing in November and you can take a couple of weeks off of a very non-stressful vacation or break for you in some way.
Yeah.
But it's saying that it's like you're a racehorse and that you can almost break a 1 mile record with at being a racehorse, but they have you hooked up to a plow.
Oh my. That's an
image. The feeling I'm getting looking at your cards. So here's the thing is that what I want you to do as soon as we hang up the phone is I want you to take out an index card, you know, a little 3x5 card or piece of paper, whatever, and I want you to write the 5 things that would make the next opportunity a deal maker. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what are the 5 things that would make your next opportunity a deal maker? So in the current environment right now, the biggest advantage in the way I see it about COVID is that more people can be more productive working remotely, all right? So
yes.
If you enjoy remote work, then you might want to list that as one of the 5 things, all right?
Okay.
Obviously, one of the 5 things is going to be scope of work and the kind of work environment that you want to be in and the kind of boss you want to have. So in your 5 things, those should be elements in there. One of the least important things is something about how much are you going to get paid.
Okay.
So
yes.
if you need to make $90,000 a year to survive, you need to put $90,000 a year. If you need to make $250,000 a year to survive, put that down. But you want to put down a figure that your subconscious will agree with. All right. So usually that's 10 or 15% more than what you made at your highest salary.
Okay.
So whatever your highest salary was, add 10 or 15% to it, and that goes on your 5-point list. But it says here that where you are right now is incredibly painful. But the bright spark of all of this is that you're really realizing your own potential.
Yes. Yes, very much.
And
so.
That's the gift. That's the gift.
Wow.
All right, Andy. Great. Thanks for the call.
Thank you,
John. See you later.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, bye. Got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. My name is Christina.
Oh, hi, Christina. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you. I've been in prayer. I reported child abuse, horrific child abuse, to a mentally ill child, and the landlord has evicted me for reporting the abuse, and the landlord happens to be my mother and the abuser, my sister, to her child. Long story short is I should have been put in foster care, and I want to be independent and live on my own while I'm going to school, and I'm worried about how to do that. I've never done that, and I wanted to know if you see me being able to move when school gets out December 10th to a safe place where I'm outside, and I love working in a garden, you know, or taking care of, you know, vegetables and flowers or whatnot, being able to live and do
so,
that.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's a woman here that's the absolute B word, and if I were not in polite company, I would probably use the C word. But there's a woman here that is, she thinks she's in the right. She thinks that it's sort of the right way, the wrong way, her way of doing things. But her way of doing things is very painful, all right? That's her. And she causes stress. But this isn't new stress. It's stress that you're sort of used to. Then right smack in the middle of cards, there's the card that represents you, which is you could not sit on the truth without saying something moving forward. So you've said something, all right? Yes, you're being evicted. But here's the thing, is that what I'm almost wondering is that you may be able to use, again, the whole COVID environment to stay there longer.
Yeah, I'm wanting to get out because it's so toxic here.
Well, I understand, but we also have a financial problem here. So what it's saying here is that I would just be very steadfast to stay there as long as you can. In the meantime, see, if you were in Vegas, I would refer you to a couple of resources like Safe Nest or Shade Tree, where abused women can actually find a place to live temporarily, right?
Yeah.
Or some sort of a situation. The thing you might want to look at over the next 7 weeks, all right, because it's saying that the move happens in 7 weeks. So that might take us to the first or second week of November. But here's what I'd like you to look for, is that you might look for a house-sitting sort of environment where you actually rent a casita in the backyard of somebody's homestead or home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you are the combination, basically house-sitter, and you maybe be able to pay a reduced amount of rent to keep an eye on their house and maybe feed their cat, okay?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe that it would be included, for me to, you know, take care of the property, live on it, and in exchange, I live there rent-free and possibly paid on top of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to get a rent-free environment that way, but you could probably get a very reduced rent. Unless the person's a snowbird and they travel and they're gone for 6 months out of the year and you get to stay there for 6 months. So
yes, that's what I'm wanting.
Okay, well, then we start putting it out there. So it could be that you I would post at Whole Foods, for example. I would put a little posting saying house sitting available. All right?
Okay.
And see what
about
and see
realtors?
What happens.
You know,
well, realtors,
exclusive.
That's another really, really good avenue, especially if you know some high-end realtors that, you know, they may have sold a multi-million-dollar home to somebody, and they know that they're not there very often. So
I was thinking long-term while I go to college and become.
That's fine. It's saying here that you're being forced out of that environment, and it's saying that there's a move happening in about 7 weeks. So
that's so great.
I'm going to the next caller, but what I'm telling you is that I want you to stall leaving that house until you get the next situation.
Yes,
and then when you get
through December.
Okay, perfect. Then what's going to happen is that because you're prepaid till December, I actually think you find something mid-November and that you end up, you know, just suddenly being gone. And I don't even care how you leave the place.
Wonderful.
All right, my friend.
You.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thank
all right,
you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi. How you doing?
Who's this?
My name is DJ. How you doing?
Oh, hey, DJ. What's your question?
I want to know about a little bit about Aries.
Okay, I'm having a real hard time hearing you. Do you have me on speaker?
Yes, hold on. He's going to take you off speaker.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, she wants to talk to you. So you want to know about what will she see in your future?
I want to know about what you see in my future.
Okay,
with
so that's
my,
a full reading. Honey
other.
Bunny, sweetheart, that's
anybody?
A full reading. So my program is designed to answer a specific question. So what's your specific question?
All right. Is me and my significant other going to have a baby? Or are we going to be together for the rest of my life? Because that's what I want. I just want to know those type of questions.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that it says here that that this relationship feels very karmic. It feels like you've been together in many lifetimes, which is why there's this sense of you being all in right away, all right? So what I'm getting with her is I'm getting that she's waiting for you to actually define your career and make sure that things are moving forward career-wise for you. But this is saying that there's almost a traditional vibe connected to your question, that you're lining things up so that you get married, then you have children. So it's not about just this is what it's saying is that you're setting this up in a very traditional way, not just because of the fact that you'd make a great offspring. What it's saying is that you're actually going to go to that, whatever that next level is, that secures your career in some way. And then you're going to get married. And then. That's when babies happen.
Oh, okay. Wow. Because I knew her since I've been 14.
Yeah, that's
and,
why I get that's why I get
and
so
that's
many
why you
stuff with you guys.
Yeah.
But
I
see it going in a traditional way, that you secure your career, then you know this is where you're going to go moving forward, and then you propose, and then you get married, and then you have children.
Yeah, something. I said that.
Yeah.
I said
okay,
that.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
We're all on
thank
the same
you so
page.
Much.
All right, love. Talk
thank
to you later.
You.
Okay.
Take
right,
care.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. All right, you guys. So next week will be a repeat program because I'm traveling. Week after that I'll be live. Thank you so much for tuning in. Download my app, Dice Wisdom, so you can ask questions right on your phone, and I'll be talking with you all again soon.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.